This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Posting on Facebook, quote, "I understand how some of what I said upset people and can be misinterpreted. I meant no disrespect to any individual or group, and I want to look to the future as much as anybody." But should she have to apologize, a simple apology, do you think that would have gone along with the RNC and Jessica Tarlov, director of research for Bustle and a Fox News contributor? Jessica, I'll start with you. What'd you think about those comments and then her apology?
Well, I thought it actually was an apology. She said she didn't mean to offend anybody, and she didn't mean to demean Trump voters. It's a lengthy Facebook post.
But is it an apology? I'm sorry.
You could say it that way. People say it in all sorts of ways. I think Hillary Clinton is genuinely sorry that she offended anyone, just like she was genuinely, upset that she offended everyone with the deplorables comment. But what she wrote there is actually rooted in fact. There are studies from a number of institutes that do show that white women vote the same way that their husbands do. And I just find this reaction, I guess, not altogether shocking, but just getting a little old here. I mean, everyone says they love President Trump for his straight talking. She's telling the truth about patterns of behavior for white women in this country. I understand it's not fun to hear, but that doesn't make it wrong.
Kaylee?
She's not telling the truth.
She is.
I can tell you this. I was not influenced by my husband or any men in my lives. And likewise, when you look at these so-called studies, she's actually misquoting the studies. The studies say women tend to vote for the economic well-being of their family. And from that, she extrapolates that we are mind-numb robots who only vote the way the men in our lives vote. And let me note, Hillary Clinton has this very bad habit of attacking half the country and attacking women who do not disagree with her. She claims to be a feminist when really, she is a faux feminist. She attacked Ivanka Trump, who has done so much good for women in this country, working
really?
In the Trump administration. Absolutely. Have you heard about the World Bank Women Empowerment Fund?
Oh,
Ivanka
no.
started?
Oh,
have
yeah.
you heard
I
about
read
the doubling
ton.
Of
I've
the family
it.
Tax credit? Doubling of the family tax credit? That was Ivanka empowering women in the STEM field. Ivanka Trump is a great woman. Hillary Clinton's tearing her down and conservative women who don't agree with her.
Jessica, when she said my comments were misinterpreted, how do you misinterpret her calling Trump voters backwards, that they don't want black people getting rights and they don't support women getting jobs?
She was actually talking about the Make America Great Again message. She wasn't actually talking about Trump voters. The messaging that came out of the Trump campaign was to a lot of people in America, actually the majority, since we know she did win the popular vote, backwards facing. She wasn't saying that they're all racist. It was not a rehashing of the deplorables comment, which, as I said before, she has apologized for. She was talking about the messaging coming out of the Trump campaign. And I've talked about this before on the network. I wish she hadn't made those comments. They're not helpful to anyone. The GOP is cutting a million ads off of this, and then we'll add in the Nancy Pelosi crumbs ads, and, you know, that'll be what 2018 looks like. But it doesn't mean that the thrust of what she was saying, that Democratic cities and the places where more Democrats are concentrated are producing more GDP, for instance, those are just facts. They may be inconvenient sometimes to the Republican narrative, but that doesn't make them any less true.
I guess people are just tired of hearing the apologies. If you're really sorry about deplorable, then why go to India and say all of this about Americans?
Listen, I don't think that it was great, but I think that there's someone sitting in the White House right now who has a lot of trouble with apologizing himself.
All right.
And I think that she's just sick of being criticized over and over again. She already lost the election. Let's move on. 2018 is coming, and I'm feeling good.
Yes, let's move on. So why is she not moving on, Jessica? She's a good deflector for the Democratic Party, no doubt about it. You know, when you hear Hillary make the statements, and of course, in light of what we heard earlier, and we just, Juanita Broderick addressed just an aspect of Hillary Clinton's character. You know, it's hard to reconcile what Jessica Tarlov is saying. I'm sure she'd have a rebuttal because she is, she's going to stand her ground for the Democratic Party and what is being, what's coming out of there. But, I'll tell you, I don't know how you misunderstand and think that certain things that Hillary Clinton says are out of context. I mean, it seems like the excuse du jour that she uses quite often, along with plausible deniability. right? This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more. Dr. David Friedman. We're going to talk about all these crazy diets that we're dealing with. His brand new book called Food Sanity, right after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll. I mean, you know, hey, if we're going to be on a track, why don't we be on the right track where we're maximizing all the efficiencies of our humanity? Why not? Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk food sanity, as promised. During his 25 years as a holistic practitioner and health expert on syndicated TV and radio, Dr. David Friedman has interviewed hundreds of world-renowned doctors and best-selling authors, from proponents of a vegan, paleo Mediterranean diet to a gluten-free and low-carb diet. The opinions are as different as night and day. And I know you know that for a fact because we've all studied those ourselves at varying times in our lives, right? Well, after becoming frustrated with all the conflicting research and opinions, Dr. Friedman wrote Food Sanity, which explores all the facts and fiction using a common science meets common sense approach. This groundbreaking book finally answers the big question. What the heck are we supposed to eat? Dr. David Friedman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? I've been looking forward to this. I mean, your quest, I know you kind of feel like Don Quixote. If you need a Sancho Pancho, I'll be right there with you, you know, fighting the windmills of our lives here when it comes to diets.
Exactly.
We've been given so much information, that, you know, and we're all trying one, one diet after another. So help us out here.
Well, you know, you've summed it up really well about the confusion that I endured, but of all the conflicting information, while most experts seem to disagree, there's one thing they all agree on. Food has the power to heal the body or make it sick. The key is finding out what should be at the end of the fork.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what my book does.
Yeah. My discovery has been one of trying to find balance. You know, where do you find that metabolic balance where the things that you put in, you know, like my mother used to say, you know, when she was, got to the point of being in her 80s and she lived to be 93. We just lost her in January. But, you know, she would just tell me, she'd say, mijo, you know, if it makes you feel good, you know, then eat it. If it doesn't make you feel good, she goes, I don't eat that. that's the true test for her. And it's worked for me in many ways.
There's a little truth, but then somebody could say, well, cocaine makes you feel better.
Well, exactly.
But your body talking to you, I mean, you got a good point, because it's the same with coffee. It's like, is coffee good for you or bad for you? And it's kind of like you got to let your body talk to you. If you drink coffee and you get upset stomach and it irritates you and your heart beats in your neck and you get high blood pressure, coffee's not for you. But the science out there showing that coffee is good for a lot of people. So if you have energy and endurance, you feel good, and it helps your productivity at work, coffee's for you. So you're
exactly
right. You kind of got to let your body speak to you, and people don't do that enough, and they'll read something's good for them and they feel lousy and keep taking it.
Right. You know, and David, I'm going to tell you, you know, one of my dear friends who is a doctor, and he looks at health, and, you know, he's been an incredible student of it, was a biochemist by study, and he sought to find that question himself, you know, to pursue it, to say, okay, what is it? And my question to him was, why do we have an increase in cancer these days? What is going on? You know, that we didn't hear that much about cancer when we were kids growing up, but now at every turn, that's all we hear.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of it's, you know, people are blaming the food for cancer, and that's important, but a lot of it is what's inside the food, what the food is packaged on, and even what you're cooking it on. You know, these chemicals in these non-stick cookwares are PFOAs, and they've been linked to some serious issues, including cancer, and a lot of these obesogens I write about in the book. So, you know, you're right, we didn't have these 50, 80, 100 years ago, but we did have the same food, so something's changing. It's you can't blame food so much.
Right, well, it has the food table, has the land in which the food is being grown, has that been altered?
Yeah, so that's been altered as well, and, you know, it's also the manufacturing. It's what are they doing once they get that food in the plant? What are they injecting it with? Is there coloring added? What is packaging in? Because you can get PBAs, which are plastic, that actually are create obesity, and also linked to illnesses, cancers, and autoimmune disease. So you're getting this nice organic food wrapped in this plastic that's causing you to get sick.
Well, that's the thing that drives me nuts. It's like, you know, you go and, you know, you go to the store and they say real fruit juice. And then you say, well, there's only 10% or 6% is actually real fruit juice. The rest is just water. Well, how can you make those kind of statements? But see, this is the world in which we live in, that it's okay to be deceptive.
Yeah, and you know, that's the big thing is at least you look at the labels. A lot of people just grab it and they don't use that rationale. Go, wait a minute, it says only 10% fruit juice, but it says 100%. But I think people are now starting to look more at labels. That's so important to look at labels, look at certifications, see what's in the product, learn these little ingredients that you can't pronounce, and what are they? You're probably not good for you if it's phenylipropethylamidamide as an ingredient. It's like, whoa, that doesn't sound natural. Let me Google it.
That's right. Yeah. If I can remember how to spell it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, all this stuff is contributory, as you say, but we need to be a lot smarter about this stuff. You know, you say cookware, we got the food table, you got to know where something comes from. You know, we've been led astray, we find out by things that are organic, that we trust, you know, the government is doing their job, but sometimes you get bad players that present food as being organic, and it's not so.
Oh, it's so true. You know, in Food Sanity, I offer a common science meets common sense approach to figuring out the culinary conundrum, and like you said, unfortunately, you can't really solely rely on scientific studies because those change sometimes weekly, plus so many of them are biased, and I spell that B-U-Y-A-S-E-D, meaning they're bought and paid for. So I show the reader really how to avoid these paid-for, unreliable scientific studies and tap into their instincts, trust their gut instead of relying on what they hear in the media, and we explore the biology of the body, what we were designed to eat, and when you combine those three things, science, instincts, and biology, you basically have a foolproof blueprint that shows you what we should and shouldn't eat. It's a three, like a tricycle. You need three wheels, and then you've got the answers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this comes with a warning, okay? His book, Food Sanity, How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fictions, there's no way we're going to get to everything. He's going to give us a general overview here about what you need to do when common sense meets science here, but you need to get your hands on his book, because in this book, is 25 plus years of experience. It's all enveloped, and this is very practical and extremely enlightening. So, doctor, let's start off on phase one. How do we start this?
Well, it's basically, you know, it's separated in different foods, so it's kind of like, you know, to figure out if a food's good, I give the good, the bad, and the ugly of every food group, because there are some things to look for. You know, you see so many different fads out there, like the gluten, you know, that's so much fun. I got to share this. I was at Whole Foods, and somebody was asking the guy, where's the gluten-free section? And he showed him, and I went up to him, and I played stupid, and I said, excuse me, sir, you asked for the gluten-free. What does that mean? What is gluten? Why is it so bad? And he said, oh, well, you know, calories weigh you down and make you fat. Well, gluten's three times is goopy and thick, and you don't want that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I realized he didn't know what gluten was. And
right,
most people don't, but they're told to avoid it. And, you know, it is bad for some. It's a protein that's celiac disease people. They have to avoid it. And some people have gluten sensitivity. But for the 90% listening, gluten's not a big issue. And in my book, I show studies that actually grains with gluten actually help prevent disease. So it's kind of like we're brainwashed into thinking everybody needs to be the anti-gluten. Some do, but like you said, let your body talk to you. celiac.
Exactly. And, of course, when you talk about gluten and celiac disease, it seems to affect more one race over another. And studies have indicated that. But, you know, psychologically, we can set ourselves up and buy into these myths. And then what's happened is we're out of balance and our food is not serving us right. Correct?
Exactly. That's right. Exactly right.
Hey, Dr. David Friedman is with us. Well, we're going to get into his book, Food Sanity, more, I promise. How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fiction, Reason and Science Coming Together. Why not? It's the 21st century. We're a lot smarter than this, and we deserve better. But we need to make some right choices based on some education, and Dr. Friedman's got plenty to share here. So stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden, every shade is broken. Oh.
Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. David Friedman is with us. His book, Food Sanity, How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fiction. I'll tell you, this book is power-packed with information. Everything from, we got 12 incredible chapters. The caveman diet, milk, it does a body good, nutritional supplements, eating fish, is there a catch, a plant-based diet, a war on plants, the great vitamin controversy. We're going to cover as much as we can here in the next 10 minutes. Obviously, as I said, with the warning, the caveat early on, it's going to be impossible, which is why you need to get your hands on his book, Food Sanity. Speaking of which, Dr. Friedman, let's address that right off the bat. How can they get their hands on your wonderful book here?
Yeah, it's available at bookstores, also Amazon.com, and you can, if you forget, just go to foodsanity.com, and you can see that, and there's some free gifts as well that for the pre-launch, and we've not taken it down yet, so if you go there and you order, we'll go ahead and honor that, but see that the book hasn't been released yet, video, we got to get rid of that, we've just been so busy, but we can offer that as well. If you go to foodsanity.com, you'll get my e-book, audio book, and you'll get my video package for free.
You see, you're part of the team here. You're a giver. That's what we are. We're givers. And our audience knows that. So that's awesome. That's great. Let's talk about the caveman diet, where it all began, huh?
Yeah, in all the food chapters, there's fewer subjects raised, more controversy and heated opinions than food politics. And the biggies are the vegan versus paleo debate. Mm. It's as diverse as Republicans versus Democrats. Yeah. And, while vegetarians believe a diet void of meat is the secret to optimal health and longevity, of course, proponents of the paleo diet say we need to eat meat like our caveman ancestors did. So in Food Sanity, I share how this belief is based on a serious distortion of human history. You see, cavemen are portrayed as big and strong savage hunters, able to stab and kill mammoth-sized animals and carry their dead carcasses over their shoulders. Well, that may be how the cartoons and movies portray them, folks, but it's far from the truth. Cavemen were actually short and stocky. In fact, they were not much taller than 5 feet tall. They weighed 171 pounds. Yeah. Now the size of them were the evolution adaptation to cold weather, since that extra fat consolidated heat. But according to the National Institute of Health, that's considered clinically obese. So a short, obese man certainly would not have the speed, the endurance it would take to run fast enough to hunt and kill a mammoth, lion, tiger, and bear. Oh my! Cavemen were not the predator hunters. I actually show how they were, they were the hunted, not the hunters. They carried weapons for defense. And using forensic analysis, science has shown our caveman ancestors ate primarily plant-based diets. Wow. It was easier to get. They couldn't hunt. And if they could hunt, it was only good for one meal because the meat would go bad in 5-6 hours. So it made more sense to actually eat plants. And if they didn't have that, then they went to the animals. But the paleo people want to kind of reverse it and say they're primarily beef eaters.
Mm-hmm. Not so. See? There you go. So that's one. Let's talk about milk. Doing a body good.
Yeah, let me tell you, despite all the government and industry propaganda about the health benefits of dairy products, and over $1 billion have been spent on these ads and the school campaigns, unbiased scientific evidence proves that milk is not good for humans. Contrary to all those ads that we see, it doesn't help strong bones. It actually causes brittle bones. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is we're taught as children still that if we want to grow big and strong, we need to drink milk. Yet children that drink milk get more chronic ear infections, have more allergies, more likely to be overweight, and are at greater risk of diabetes. And the big two oppositions, Bill, I get is, well, what about calcium? I need calcium. And that's why people drink the milk. But before milk goes to the grocery store, it's pasteurized, meaning it's exposed to extreme heats. That destroys the bacteria, but also renders a lot of the milk's calcium insoluble. So it's destroyed during the manufacturing process. But people say, well, what if I did raw, unpasteurized milk? It still wouldn't give you enough magnesium needed for your body to absorb the calcium. The calcium-to-magnesium ratio in cow's milk is 9 to 1. 90% calcium, 10% magnesium. Experts say we need 1 to 1. 50%, 50%. Bill, guess where you get 50-50 ratio of calcium? From plants. The same place cows get their strong bones from. They don't drink milk. Gorillas don't drink milk. And the biggest animal with the strongest bones in the world is the elephant. plants, not milk. So cross that one out. And then, of course, the protein in there is casein, and that's used to actually glue together wood. Think of the Elmer's glue, the cow logo.
It's
a glue. And when you put that glue in your body attacks it, creates inflammation. So there's protein's a bad kind of protein. And, Bill, people want to lose weight. Why would you drink milk? It's designed by design to make a 100-pound calf turn into a 2,000-pound cow. Mm. You've heard the term fat cow?
Right.
It's because of casein. It's the protein. Why do you want that in your body?
Yeah. Here we go. Hey, it's common sense, ladies and gentlemen. You got to just connect the dots. Not that difficult. How about fish? A lot of controversy about the mercury in fish these days. Where are we with fish?
Yeah, you know, so many people avoid eating fish because of the mercury concern. The truth is the oceans are not the mercury-laden cesspools we've been led to believe. In Food Sanity, I debunk this popular mercury fish myth by exploring cultures around the world that eat fish daily, sometimes three times a day. Mm-hmm. And ready for this? Their blood tests show no mercury toxicity. They're the epitome of good health. Pregnant females, you know, they're told to avoid certain types of fish because they supposedly contain mercury that can harm the unborn fetus. There's simply no credible research to support this. I looked for it. In fact, I found evidence of the opposite. Cultures where pregnant females eat a diet primarily of fish, like mostly tuna, have healthier children with higher IQ scores than mothers avoiding fish. Now, mercury is a natural occurring element. People don't realize it's in the soil, the air, the rain. It's in cattle. It's in mushrooms. We don't hear about that. It's in fillings of our teeth. It's in vaccinations. But fish seem to get this stigma of being the redheaded stepchild of food. Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker I need to share. Mercury cannot cause harm unless it occurs in extremely high enough amounts to inhibit selenium-dependent enzymes, which naturally protect the cells of the brain. So in other words, if fish contains more mercury than or more selenium than mercury, it cancels out the mercury that's absorbed by the body.
Exactly.
So in my book, I have 18 of the most commonly eaten fish. All of them, except the mako shark, have more selenium than mercury. So, okay, play it safe. If you're at a restaurant and you see mako shark on the menu, don't order it.
Right.
Other than that, wild-caught fish are good for you. Don't believe this mercury BS.
Yeah.
It's not true, and I researched it.
Yeah, that's like the saccharin myth, right? They load up the rats with all the saccharin and said they get cancer. Well, you load up anybody with that much saccharin, that's going to make them sick. You know, they're going to get something not really beneficial. Let's talk about the great vitamin controversy.
Yeah, you know, and this was interesting. So many people choose supplements in lieu of taking drugs, but some individuals actually take them to boycott, giving their money to Big Pharma because they're saying, I'm going to go natural, but they don't realize, a big surprise, folks, pharmaceutical industry owns all of the major vitamin companies on the market, all the supplements. Mm-hmm. Bayer Healthcare of aspirin fame makes one a day in Flintstone chewables. Theragram M, manufactured by Bristol Myers Squibb, and Centrum, the big giant of the vitamin industry, is owned by the largest pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. So just like the drugs they make, there's nothing natural in these vitamin supplements. Mm-hmm. And in my book, I share how many of these vitamins are created by sometimes awful toxic chemicals that are used to make drugs like methanol, benzene, petroleum esters, which are used to make antibiotics. Mm-hmm. And then you've got N2 acetic acid, which is also used to make antimicrobial and antifungal medications. So the term natural is so overused in dietary supplements because there's nothing natural in them, and the government has not defined the term. Mm-hmm. So there are some good supplements, and I share the ABCs that you want to look for. A is absorption. You want to make sure that you're not having rocks and fillers and binders. B is about balance. You want to make sure that it's whole foods. You want to look for things like stem and plant and fruits in there because that's natural. And then C is ABC. C is certification. Make sure your supplement has CGMP certification so you know what's in the bottle is on the label. ABC.
Okay. One final question. We're going to leave them hanging because there's so much more yet to cover. How about weight? How about weight control here? We got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, weight, the big thing about weight, real fast, avoid the white foods. You want to avoid like processed foods like sugar, refined flour, milk, pasta. If it's white, keep it out of sight. That simple rule of thumb, you will lose weight, stabilize your blood sugar, you'll sleep better. Avoid the white foods. That's the easiest diet, and it works.
This is great stuff here. I'm telling you, this is why you need to get your hands on his book, Food Sanity. Dr. David Friedman has been our guest. How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fiction. He gives it to you straight and in a healthy way. Because it's a reason coming together at the intersection of science as well. All for your benefit because we are givers. Dr. Friedman, thank you so much. Good stuff.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Take care. All right.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
God, I'm running for your heart, I'm running for your heart, till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire, till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Here, it's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. As you know, on the show, we have been repeatedly calling out for action regarding Syria. It has been 7 years this week that Syria has been under siege, and the devastation that has taken place is incomprehensible, especially when it comes to our kids. Sonia Kush joins us now, the Director of Syrian Programs for Save the Children. Sonia, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Well, you've been in the program, I guess, for the last couple of years, last 3 years. You now head up the Syrian Response Office, which has its main office there around northeast Syria. So what you're reporting on is what you have witnessed firsthand yourself. Tell our audience what is going on, because our cry, you know, out to the airways has been, where's the international community? Where is the United States on addressing this issue, because the devastation that has been taking place just keeps on increasing?
Yeah, and unfortunately, last year was the worst year it has been for Syrian children since the war started. More children were killed in 2017 than the 6 years previous, which it's hard to long, and children are suffering so much. I have 2 million children that are out of school. You have children that can't read or write because they haven't been to school in 5 years. You have children who can't get just basic medical care or nutritious food. You know, what does it come to that a country that was so well off and, you know, middle class, that it's reduced to such levels of poverty in some areas?
Well, you know, you talk about, you know, the grave child rights violations, how they continue, which includes killing, maiming, sexual violence, abduction, recruitment into combat, attacks on schools and hospitals, denial of humanitarian access. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine what these kids have been subjected to? They've been absolutely dehumanized. And, you know, what is their future? What's their sense of hope here, Sonia?
What they all ask us for is for an education, because they see education as their ticket out of being in such difficult circumstances. So for young boys, if we can provide them a school, which then leads to some kind of job training, which then leads to a job, then they don't have to join an armed group. A lot of them join these groups because they just don't have any other way to earn money and support their families. So what we need to do is give them alternatives. And, you know, the U.S. government has been quite generous in terms of enabling organizations like Save the Children to work there. But the needs are just, they're so huge when you talk about 6 million people in Syria alone that have needs, not to mention all the refugees in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey and Iraq.
Right. Well, this civil war that has been going on for so long, you know, I remember when we first started, you know, reporting on it, and it was, you know, a couple of thousand people dead as a result. And then soon it became 20, 30, 100,000. And it just continues to escalate. And we sometimes forget that the children are so greatly affected by this. And now, according to the most recent War on Children report, Syria is now the worst place for children to live. What does that tell us?
You know, that tells us that we are failing Syrian children, basically. You know, as a small example, the United Nations Security Council unanimously passed a ceasefire resolution to stop all fighting in Syria for 30 days last week. It was violated the very next day. Not only that, a ground offensive into eastern Ghouta started. So if parties to the conflict aren't paying any attention to political leaders and acting with complete impunity, you know, what does that say about the international system? People can just do whatever they want, and the people that are paying the price are the Syrian families and especially the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, of all the things that they would want, they want education. And of course, that has been a target of, you know, of the Assad government. I mean, more than 60 schools in eastern Ghouta have been damaged or destroyed by bombings in the first 2 months of this year. This is according to Save the Children partners there, right?
Correct. And, you know, to the credit of our Syrian partners, they find ways around that. So they don't need an actual school building to continue to teach these kids. You know, they use technology. They use WhatsApp, you know, to send messages, to send, you know, homework online. Even now in the basement, we're getting stories that teachers are gathering students together in basements and trying to give them lessons and keep them learning. So it is very tragic about the school building, but the ingenuity of the Syrian teachers and the people and their commitment to helping these kids learn is something that we should really appreciate.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the courage, you know, the perseverance that it takes in the face of this is most incredible. When we're talking about 250,000 Syrian children regularly being denied humanitarian access, you know, at the 7-year mark, which approaches on Thursday, March the 15th, 5.3 million Syrian children are in need of humanitarian aid. The need is immense here. What is your call, Sonia? What you know, for me, I say, look at the, where's the United States? Where's, I mean, you try to put the focus on people who can help here, but how can we better communicate a message, an SOS, you know, for these children there in Syria?
I think it's important for us us to raise awareness that if we don't help these kids now, we're facing a lost generation of kids. Then you have a whole generation of kids that are growing up being not educated, having seen so much violence, having extreme mental distress and trauma, and that's not good for us in the future or for Syria's possibilities of being a prosperous country in the future. What gets hidden in this conflict a lot is the mental health impact of seeing so much violence on these children. When you talk about children who were living under ISIS control and were forced to witness beheadings and would see bodies lying around on the ground for so long. Now, you can't address that by delivering them clean water or making sure they're vaccinated. That takes years of getting them back help and getting them into routine activities. And so I would say people need to understand that this is a long road ahead, but if we don't start addressing these issues now, we're going to see problems years from now.
Sonia, what you've just laid out in terms of a generation being totally lost and what happens with, you know, people who are, whose mental acuity is so affected and damaged. I mean, we talk about PTSD in this country because of our soldiers, but these children are suffering the same thing of PTSD, are they not?
They definitely are. You know, we call it toxic stress, which means stress that is building up in a person's body over time and over years, and if it's not addressed, it can actually have physical manifestations all the way into adulthood. So what we're trying to do is find every way possible that we can address it, whether it's giving parents tips on how to support their children, whether it's getting them into school, whether it's just doing things like giving them a playground to play in. What we've found is making children, one, feel physically safe to the extent that we can, and two, giving them some kind of routine so every day they know what to expect during their day. There's a very small step that can help them. And in some cases, it's really the most we can do right now.
Exactly. Sonia Kush, Director of Syrian Program, Save the Children. Sonia, where can people go for more information?
We have our website, SaveTheChildren.org, and it talks more about what Save the Children is doing there, and we'll really appreciate any support we can get to continue the work we are doing.
Well, Sonia, please stay in touch. I appreciate your time. Thank you for reporting on this dire issue that, we all need to respond. When I say the United States or, you know, the international community, that is us, and we can do something about it. So go to our website and do what you can to be a part of the solution. Sonia, again, remind everybody of the website.
Sure. It's SaveTheChildren.org, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you, Sonia. Take care. God bless.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Our next guest, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, who travels worldwide meeting with heads of countries to encourage tolerance and de-escalate cyber terrorism that's prevalent online, is usually present before a terrorist attack takes place. Rabbi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be with you.
Well, good to be here. Have you with us to talk about, you know, what you've been doing with the Wiesenthal Center. You've been blessed to, head, cyber terrorism, and you've learned a lot over the years. How long have you been doing this?
Well, we actually started the project, believe it or not, 24 years ago. I think it was before I had a computer. Mm-hmm. You know, when you carry the name of Simon Wiesenthal, the late great Nazi hunter and human rights campaigner, so we know a little bit about hate and hate mm-hmm. groups. Mm-hmm. And we were just following their activities, and back in 1995, we saw the first hate website and decided that this is probably the direction that extremists were going to go. And little did we know that, we'd be here 24 years later with subcultures of hate and terrorism online and seeing groups like ISIS, when it comes to marketing, run rings around everybody else. And mm-hmm. that's still the case, even though they've been defeated on the battlefield. So I'm not a technological expert. We have people on staff for that, but we've tried our best from the beginning to draw a straight line to the companies, have them come up with transparent rules, and as the problem grew, to also insist that they put manpower and some money into that effort to degrade the online capabilities of evildoers. Back about 4 or 5 years ago, we started doing an annual report card. Mm-hmm. And what the components there is follows. Number one, as I just mentioned, do the companies actually have rules? Do they follow them? Are they responsive to the public? And then specifically, how do they deal with, we deal with two areas that overlap with each other. Hate, or some people call it hate speech, mm-hmm. stuff that's connected to hate crimes that would cross the line beyond just uncivil discussion into the kinds of things that would be labeled hate crimes by the FBI and others. And then since September 11, 2001, terrorism, the whole food chain of terrorism, is really a central piece of it, is the Internet and especially social media. And so, for example, in the early years, we were giving Twitter an F every year.
Right.
Until such time as Homeland Security testified before Congress that ISIS alone was sending out 200,000 tweets a day.
Whoa.
So they have thankfully changed and taken down probably in close to a million different hate terrorism accounts. And in the area of hate groups, they've been a little bit slower on the approach. Facebook is the one company, actually, from the time of their own business model, that they understood that it would be people they didn't want to do business with who would probably be trying to use their service. So from the time of their, of you know, writing the rules of their own company, they've had people in place. We meet with the companies at least once a year. We're in touch with them by email or phone three or four times a year. The challenge for a Facebook is they now have more than 1.5 billion separate users worldwide. And they've got teams of people of on three continents. They try their best, but this is not, you know, a very simple issue. You know, the Wiesenthal Center doesn't want to be the thought police. And if you noticed, I haven't mentioned one word about governments yet.
Yes, exactly.
Because you and I are based in the greatest democracy ever conceived, the United States of America, and speech is not criminalized. And so, therefore, we feel certainly here in the States, the lead has to be taken by the companies themselves. They need to put the rules out. They need to live by it. They need to be responsive to the users. And, of course, when we deal with other democracies, whether it's Japan, or Canada, Germany, Singapore, everybody who is in the intelligence and policing field pretty much says the same thing. You know, we're challenged to try to find the lone wolf, let's say, on terrorism or other kinds of violent behavior, but we also want to protect the privacy of people. It's a very, very tough thing, and it also reminds us that, you know, I'm 67, so when I was growing up, Big Brother was always like CIA.
Exactly.
The world we live in today, the experts on predictive behavior, especially when it comes to shopping, are the companies. The social media companies have a lot more clout, a lot more power, and know a lot more about the users than they're going to tell the public about. And so we really need them to be in the lead. And what we try to do is to build out a kind of consortium approach. If we're dealing in Canada, which does criminalize hate speech, then we'll obviously operate based on the rules in that particular democracy. But
exactly,
where the action is at is right here in the United States. And you know, if people in America do, lead political leaders and the giants, really, of social media, what they do makes a huge difference.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah.
Right, then the two other areas that are covered in this year's report card is what we call alt-tech. Now, there's nothing wrong with alternative technology, but what we find is that, you know, Charlottesville March was a gigantic shock and wake-up call for a lot of people. And we've seen a transition from the David Dukes and Tom Metzgers, some of these people are now in their 80s, to a whole new paradigm of people on the far right of the alt-right. Not everybody in the alt-right is an extremist, but there are extremists within that movement. And they're mostly 20 and 30-something. They grew up with the technologies, And so what we find them doing is they search for the platform that has no rules or a few rules. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, if Facebook is trying to remove this stuff as quickly as possible, there's another service that looks and smells like Facebook called VK.com. It's out of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
There, you don't have to worry very much about rules. They don't take off many of the things. So you'll have that. They'll use Gab. They'll use the kinds of vote, wrongthink, BitChute. These are services that essentially have no rules and or are encrypted. And this is the third element, a huge headache for police, for intelligence services and others, and that there is so much now that's available using encryption, including emails,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of the cases involving the terrorist activity, for example, in Europe, they were following some of these people, and then suddenly they went dark. This is one of the unaddressed challenges that we have in 2018, because we don't want to get rid of encryption for our credit cards.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
We need it. Yes, we have, and there are, but we now live in a world where once upon a time encryption was the domain of the KGB and CIA, and now your 15-year-old daughter, if she doesn't want mom and dad to know who she's dating,
mm-hmm.
she can take an off-the-shelf encryption mode and sort of mask it. So that is. These are some of the huge challenges in front of us. I think the bottom line is that if we don't get the companies, we don't keep the companies involved and pressure them to do what they can do, and they can do a lot more technologically than you or I, we're probably going to ultimately all be losers. The second piece of this, a very hard piece of advice for parents and grandparents and teachers, you need to speak to your kids. And forget about teenagers, even in middle school, whether it's about online bullying, whether they're targeted for hate, whether there's a game that's trying to entice them or some music that they like that, you know, that skates on right at the border of racism or beyond. The only people who are ever bored by our presentations are youngsters because they see this stuff 24/7.
Exactly.
It's the adults in the room that have to get involved and basically say, you know, show me what it is that you're seeing and discuss with your kids, you know, how to deal with this. And one of the Wiesenthal Center is now developed a self-contained 4 to 5 minute unit where our people will go in either to a classroom or we hope eventually to train the trainers, which could be older students or teachers, to help teach kids the difference between seeing something online that you don't like because you disagree with the idea and something which crosses the line into hate, violence, or worse. We need to empower our kids. They're, unfortunately, other than, you know, throwing out the technology, which no one's going to do, it's not an option.
Right,
we have to empower our kids, and
well,
that's where this project is at.
Well, Rabbi Cooper, you just said a mouthful, and we're out of time. And we're going to need to have you come back because we need to discuss this further and what you just shared with us. I'm sure there's some parents that are hearing this for the first time and thinking, my goodness, I've been translated into the wild frontier. Rabbi Abraham Cooper, Associate Dean, Director of Global Social Action Agenda of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. We thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, Rabbi.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious.